This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We got everybody tuned up there, Michael, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You know, there are a lot of people who dance to that music. Did you realize that we have people that dance every week to the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show?
Do we really?
That's beneficial.
That warms my heart and makes me feel that I'm not alone, because I always dance when we start.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's get to the business of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going over the charts for the first week of April 2024, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list, according to all of the program people and listening to the shows, et cetera, et cetera. So, Michael, please do us the honor of giving us your wisdom through the top 10 story and people lists.
On the stories list at number 10, we have J.K. Rowling attacks the Scottish hate crime law. That's an interesting one. At number 9, EVs and Tesla woes. At number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene versus Mike Johnson. A little civil war in the House on the Republican side. At number 7, ISIS targeting U.S. and Europe. At number 6, the Iranian generals slain. At number 5, the trans day of visibility. At number 4, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the presidential race. And at number 1, the Israel-Hamas war and the aid worker deaths. The People Survey, at number 10, the aforementioned J.K. Rowling. Number 9, Elon Musk. Number 8, Mike Johnson. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 6, Jack Smith. At number 5, Eileen Cannon. At number 4, RFK Jr. At number 3, Benjamin Netanyahu. Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. And welcome to April. And the wheel keeps turning.
As the observer, the king, the chief observer at Talkers, and frankly, in the world of News Talk Radio.
The king.
Yeah, the king. It's King Michael.
Yeah, right.
The business of people who are running for president, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, RFK Jr., all of the things that are being said about all of them that are negative. And we went through this in the Talk Radio Roundup a little bit earlier. The things Joe Biden and the people in his party, what they're saying about him, Donald Trump and the people that used to work for him, what they're saying. There's less being said about Robert F. Kennedy unless you listen to his family. The people who know him, the people I'm talking about outside of the family that have been working with him, seem to like him and have an appreciation for his point of view. So, as, again, an astute observer, why is it, this may be a sophomoric question, but in your mind, what is there about the candidacy of RFK Jr. that hasn't got the news, the traditional news media, all spellbound, or in fact, the news talk media spellbound?
Because he doesn't have a chance in the, you know, a chance of winning, that's what. Doesn't have
really?
Them spellbound.
Isn't that, but we say that. And we sort of, if, and this is not about you and me, but when people say that, how do they know that? We're like months and months away. Is it that we know the news media is not going to give him a fair shake and they're going to continue to focus on just Biden and Trump and therefore lead into the system or continue the system which is so broken? Continue that because it's good for business for them and RFK is not good for the news media business?
That's what would be called on Law and Order a leading question.
Yes, it is.
This gives you.
I think it's obvious
what you are displaying. What you are displaying for the listeners is how the media distorts things, so that you can get your pro RFK Jr. View out there.
Right. I'm doing what they
under do. under the guise of being a critical thinker and attacking the establishment. No.
Right.
The only reason RFK Jr. even has any buzz whatsoever is because of his name. Who the hell is he? And even his own family don't like him.
Well, so, what does that
come
mean?
Come on, Doug.
So what?
You really think he has a chance of winning?
I want him to have a chance.
That's
it.
It's bursting
out of
your
pores. Because the other two guys are useless pieces of crap.
But then why don't you run
to be president?
So a third useless piece of crap is going to get better? You know, piece of crap junior? That's what you want? I mean, come on.
I
didn't mean that in any way to disparage the memory of his father.
Yeah, yeah. And his uncle. Yeah. I just think that
whoever
he's
related to.
In the news talk business, we are contributing in this is in the main in general to the fact that we have lackluster candidates. Nobody likes them, or I shouldn't say nobody does, because there are
nobody likes them. Yeah. Donald Trump is adored by millions of people around the country,
and he's hated by millions of people as well.
Yeah,
and
but
so
I'm
is
saying
Joe Biden.
Is, but don't you realize third-party candidates at this point can sway an election in a direction that most of the people do not want?
Yeah, well, they don't want. We look at the Wisconsin vote on Tuesday, and 37% of the Democrats voted for anybody but Biden. Anybody but whatever. I forget who the candidate's name is, but anybody but. That's got to tell you something. It's an extraordinary reality that we find ourselves in, most powerful country in the world, and we got a couple of bozos who are on the top of the list. News talk is about what we feel and
That certainly is a valid comment on your part, but to wonder why we're not just saying let's go with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because
no,
there's a couple of bozos. He's a bozo too. The bozo you know is better than the bozo you don't.
Not in this case.
That's an old saying.
Yeah, it is right. Michael Harrison, circa 1993.
Yeah. You know, well, I remember when Bozo was running against Clarabelle, and it was a very, very legitimate argument. Of course, most people don't remember the golden days of clownery. But the fact of the matter is,
Willie Scott won.
There are people that do like Biden, and there are people that
Trump. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would go a year one better. I think there are more people who really like Trump than there are people who really like Biden. I think if you were to take a hardcore stance on this, there are more people who are more passionate about Donald Trump than they are about Joe Biden. I don't think there's any passion to Joe Biden at all. I think the Democratic establishment wants him. I have the town I live in is mostly all Democratic. And they are very unimpressed, but they feel like they have to hold their nose and vote for whoever the Democratic establishment.
That's often the way it is. I mean, why do you think Trump's a bozo?
But the Republican establishment doesn't go for Trump.
Back up. Why do you think that Trump is a bozo, and why do you think Biden is a bozo? Like, give us a minute on each one. Why are they? You're calling the two leading political figures in America at the moment bozos. Why?
Well, the term bozo goes with the efficacy of anyone who's a clown. And I think that Biden stumbles and falls and makes himself, he embarrasses himself to the point
like
of
his,
almost
you
being...
You don't like his performance skills.
I don't like his policies, nor do I like his performance skills.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Donald Trump's performance skills, but I do like his policies, for the most part.
I see. For the most part.
So, okay. What does that tell you?
All right. Well, it tells us what you like and what you don't like. But
how about you? You want to jump in on that? Come on.
No, I don't want to jump in. I'm asking the questions. You're the one making the provocative statements, and I'm the one at least holding your feet to the fire. Yes. Not that I'm attacking you. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity to get off your chest the fact that you have clearly established today that you would vote for and you want Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next president of the United States, with a vice president a heartbeat away from the most powerful position in the country and maybe the world, who we don't even know who the hell she is.
She was married to one of the richest guys in the country. Therefore, she has lots of money. Me. That's it.
Well, no, there you go.
She was married to one of the guys that founded Google.
Oh, well, I mean, that certainly impresses me.
I'm sure it does. Okay, so you want to know what else is on my chest? Here's the next thing that's on my
chest. What else is eating you?
Number one this week on the story list is the Israeli-Hamas war.
Oh boy, here we go. What else? What other proofs do you have for us?
That we the fact that we have allowed the Iranians to basically control pretty much all of this, in the sense that they. They funded Hamas, they've created this scenario, many members of the press now have become more affectionately sympathetic to Palestine without understanding or explaining the connection that Iran has to Hamas, which more or less controls the political thinking, not the Palestinians themselves. I know lots of Palestinians who don't have any use at all for Hamas or any of the things that are going on there. This is, you know, it's what's bothering me is there's so few people controlling the message here in terms of what's going on.
That's the way the world goes. The problem with the Middle East is that the Palestinian people are not necessarily enthralled or served well by Hamas, as evidenced by the misery that's been, you know, heaped upon them by Hamas's actions. And it's clear that a large portion of the Israeli population and the population of the world, including Jewish people, are not thrilled about Netanyahu. So again, two extreme elements of both sides are controlling the narrative, and a horrific scene. And and maybe we'll come to some type of logical understanding of that, and this crisis will be averted. I don't know how.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, whose claim to fame is that he is the king. We're just having a little fun with that.
Yeah, the king.
He's the king of talkers and talk radio. Actually, now he's working with Gun Hill Road. There will be more music and more. So this is how we combine the two different formats. We put music together with talk, and what do you have? You have these songs from Gun Hill Road that are very strong social commentary on what's going on in the world today. So, listen, pay attention.
It's a pretty interesting thing that we have a musical ensemble that gets 99% of its exposure on talk radio.
Talk radio.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, that's the state of music radio today.
Yeah, that does say something about you're right about that.
Oh, it sure does.
Yeah. All right, I want to remind people quickly about the Omaha Steak 50% off sale site-wide going on this weekend. All your mouth-watering favorites, get ready for the grilling season semi-annual sale going on through the weekend. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. That's right, you get 50% off everything on the site. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. The filet, the burgers, the chicken, all of the things. Easy to prepare meals that are perfect for busy weekday nights. All right, you got it? OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Get them while they last. This weekend is probably the culmination of this big deal. All right. So, this is the portion of the Good Day show. In this portion of every hour, we talk about artificial. We are now more likely talking about artificial intelligence, but social media, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to follow along with us here for a moment, I have asked James Collins, who's in our control room in the main studio in Dallas, to generate a deep fake for you, so you can understand how the AI thing works and can work on talk radio as it may work anywhere else. Here's audio of a call that never happened.
Hey, it's Jack here. Look, I'm just going to say it straight enough with the diplomatic dances and peace talks. Israel needs to defend itself, period. It's about time they show strength and put an end to the constant threats and attacks from Hamas. If that means taking decisive military action to ensure the safety of Israeli citizens, then so be it. It's time to stop tiptoeing around the issue and start taking real action to protect Israel's sovereignty. Enough is enough.
That call is completely fake. We have a voice from a, that voice came from a caller who called the program on something else. So he took his voice and put into the chat GPT toolbar, have this voice talk about Israeli, the Israeli-Hamas war. And that's what came up.
Well, you must have told it to take the Israeli point of view.
Otherwise, no, James, I didn't tell you. Nope. Did you tell him to do that, James?
Nope.
No.
Okay. All right. Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so...
How did it pronounce Hamas?
Haas. It was Haas or something.
You see, that's the problem. That's always the tip-off. They take a word that may not be common.
But look at how easy it was, though. That was the point.
That's what you should have done when I asked you the tough question before. Give me a minute on Obama. What's what you hate about him and don't like? I don't use the word hate. And what you don't like, not Obama, about Biden and about Trump. Imagine if you had an easy thing. Chat. You press a button, your voice comes out, and all of a sudden we hear Doug do an eloquent overview of positions that are the most popular takes. It's out there in cyberspace, and the computer can put it together in a flash.
Pretty amazing stuff.
We don't have to be here anymore.
No. All right. Well, you want to go get some breakfast somewhere?
Plug into my my app.
Right. My app. I don't think I want to look at your app. All right. it's 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Engineering teams are extensively evaluating the aftermath of Friday's earthquake, described as the most powerful in a century.
Surveying our bridges, our roads, any area there could be a fault line that is not easily detectable to make sure that passengers on our rails as well as our commuters are safe.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said fortunately there have been no reports of injury or damages. The U.S. currently has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers from the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. John Kirby, White House National Security Council spokesman, said the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make.
you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, thanking the folks listening to us on KBUR in Burlington, Iowa, and also in Iowa, KBIZ in Fairfield, Iowa. Two great stations carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week so that you know what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Thanks to the efforts of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. I thought you might be interested in some of the things when we go on the air and talk about the biggest news stories of the week and how they have propelled the news talk radio hosts into great conversations. Some of the folks who listen to the conversations are interested in either the same thing or other things. So I like to acknowledge the people that take the time to send us their couple of dozen people with thoughts here. A lady named Carrie thought that the Taiwan earthquake was a big deal this week. I don't know what you say about that. You know, we talk about it a little bit on the air, but there's no... I guess maybe that brings me around. Do you think in order for a story to be important and to be discussed, when we look at the list of the top 10, does it have to be controversial? Does it have to be two sides to it in order for it to work? There's no two sides to the Taiwan. It's just a news story. So there's nothing really
well,
there.
I mean, controversy and diverse opinions definitely propel stories to have what's called legs and last a while. But, you know, natural disasters do make their way to our list on occasion. If there was an earthquake in the United States, it would probably have more conversation on talk radio than something on the other side of the planet. So, you know, it's all part of it. But when you have a war that could lead to World War III, and there's more meat, you know, on those bones to talk about, to chew on.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, it's common sense.
So here's listener Greg, who says, in concert with what you just said, Michael, he says, I think the accidental death of aid workers in Gaza tops anything else, followed closely by the strike on the Iranian-Syrian embassy. So those two things are part of what's in the top 10 this week.
That's number one this week.
Well, the Iranian general getting slain is number six. But that's the kind of stuff, as you just suggested, that could lead to another really hot war. And you wonder why cooler heads do not prevail. If you know or you think about the psychology of the Ayatollah and people who think like that, they would like to have, because they think that's the only way they can kill all the Jews, is to basically, you know, lay waste to the planet. The only thing that they have in their head is to kill all the Jews. I can't even begin to understand that thinking. Not just about killing the Jews, but like destroying everything in the name of some religious belief. It just is right.
Well, that's why we have a word called fanaticism.
Yeah. Yep.
And mental illness has definitely been one of the problems that Homo sapiens has carried around mm-hmm. since it emerged from the ooze and the slime.
That's a wonderful point. Yeah, that is a wonderful point, frankly.
Yeah,
I thought you'd get a kick out of when we were talking about Maine stories. One guy named Paul Brady said, biggest story of the week is my birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, the stories that we talk about on this program and the stories on this list is an objective, as best we can be, mm-hmm. counting of the most talked about, not necessarily the most important. And, you know, to get into what the most important stories are, that's a whole different set of circumstances.
But that's not what you're looking for. That's not what
we're talking about. Here's what people are talking about. And,
yeah.
And certainly, you know, it goes deeper than that. The thing that most people talk about is the weather. That's the big icebreaker. And the other thing everybody talks about these days is computer technology. Have you gotten this new app? Have you gotten this new, you know, phone? There's a lot of things people talk about, but that, you know, it doesn't fit within the focus of this chart or this program.
All right, number six, sort of getting into the situation with the Iranian general being slain and what's going on in the Middle East. Do we need to change our policy toward Israel? This has been a thread. We're going back and forth to the story and related items two or three times during the course of the countdown today. And as a result, as we're doing this program, apparently Biden's call to Netanyahu had some impact because the gates opened in northern Gaza for people to get out. And that's what Biden said. If you don't do this, we're going to stop supporting you. And so apparently Netanyahu took that to heart.
Yeah, obviously. And Netanyahu is operating within a realm of emotion. Biden has a little bit more, shall we say, objectivity toward it, because, again, it's happening on the other side of the planet. And let's face it, the Palestinian-Israeli struggle is steeped in emotion. And emotion is close to insanity, you know, and it's very emotional there. And when people get angry and people get passionate and people want revenge and people think that their lives are being threatened, they operate in a different way than people who judge everything by what they see on Fox News for their entertainment or MSNBC. Being an armchair analyst is very different than being on the front lines in the Middle East. And that's the psychological component of all of this plays a major role in it. And you got to understand that when getting into the conversation. But I'm sure that Netanyahu is going to eventually listen to Biden, or he's finished. And the people that will bring him down will be the Jews. Israel will bring him down. Not everybody in Israel is happy with the response that has been taken to the atrocity that triggered this particular episode.
It's just astonishing frankly, that so many people act in accordance with destructive thoughts. We're a very violent species.
We're the most violent, dangerous animal on this planet.
Yeah.
Look at the power for destruction that this particular naked ape has, achieved.
At its disposal. Yeah, right. Yep. As a story that I wanted you to hear, you probably have heard this, the 12-year-old volunteer paramedic who's working to save lives in Gaza. See, there are other stories besides the war and its the negative impact. There's always something good that comes out of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this young lady is an example of what's going on. Zakaria Sarsak. Not that the name is important, but what's going on is important. Helping, volunteering to help the emergency with folks in Gaza. And there are other younger people who are doing this at risk, because anybody who goes into the Gaza area is at risk. That's just the way it is. So I thought that was him.
And there have been brave people in all wars. There are paramedics, there are medics, there are people, reporters that are embedded with the troops. You know, the Red Cross, first responders, not just in war, but even every day in the United States and around the world. There are people, and when the crowd is running away from the disaster, there are those who run toward it. And unsung heroes abound, thank God.
Mm-hmm. One more comment on the number two story, the presidential race. We were talking about this fellow who changed his name to anybody, but you usually heard that story. Well, there's now a party called No Labels. And the No Labels Party has announced, to everybody's relief, I'm sure, that the unity ticket they were trying to put together has fallen apart because they can't find anybody to run against Trump and Biden. So there will be no, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, no labels in the third party category. They'll have to, if you want to vote third party, you got to vote for Robert F. Kennedy. It's amazing how people have come up with all this stuff, but it's because of dissatisfaction with the, back to what we were talking about a half hour ago, the almost complete dissatisfaction, unless you're a hardcore supporter of these two people, is just like, hello. Whew. It's a lot of work going through all of this stuff. It is.
Right. But then again, I could turn it around and say, look, we live in a democracy. There's a robust exchange of ideas. It never has been peaceful or simple. Would you rather that everybody walked in lockstep? You know, there's so many ways of slicing and dicing this onion. There are people that are invested in the status quo. And that's why the third party thing is very dangerous. Third parties are really, in a two-party system, third parties serve the system well when they influence one of the two parties to incorporate something new in their policy, not to fractionalize the vote so that something truly unpopular can win.
Well, that's a strong belief, and I'm glad you expressed it. I don't think we should have two parties. I think we should have as many parties as want to exist and can exist and garner support and a following. And that's not the Democrats or Republicans keep that from happening because they have such a stranglehold. And that's why we have the problem we have now of leadership. The leadership, there is no leadership, frankly. I thought it was interesting, Biden, with regard to the presidential race number two this week, Biden has announced at the end of the week a war. We had earlier the discussion last month or two about the war on fees. That's what it's being called. Now the banks are being targeted, the mortgage closing costs. See, this is a populist approach because this is a good way to get votes. So we're going to help everybody by cutting these fees, which all of us despise, right? You get your phone bill, you got 10 different fees and fines and stuff on there. And same is true if you ever get a new mortgage, they whack you in about five different ways. Yeah. All it is more taxes.
Well, that goes back to the culture of scamming that you and I have talked about over the past several weeks, that scams are not just people stealing your identity. It's the nickel and diming you with fine print on your bills and fees for things that you used to get for free that were considered to be part of the service you were already paying for.
Exactly.
And not being able to trust institutions that used to be considered sacred, like the banking systems, like insurance companies, like the drug companies, healthcare, all of these things, you just basically accepted what they did. These were big establishments, and now you can't trust anybody.
All right, in a moment we're going to talk about the Talk Convention in June, Talkers Convention, with the naming of the Woman of the Year, coming up in 60 seconds here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Talkers Convention comes up in June every year in New York, and this year, well, every year there's a Woman of the Year named by the folks at Talkers, and this year you've made the announcement, so you might as well make the announcement.
Yeah, her name is Sharon. She's also known as Sherry Madison, the wife of the late Joe Madison. She was his executive producer. Joe Madison was the leading African-American talk show host in America. He was heard on Sirius XM satellite radio, and she was the great woman behind the great man, and we're going to be honoring her at the conference in June at Hofstra.
And, did she work with him when he was on the radio stations, like in Washington and Baltimore? Did she work with
him? I don't know if she had the title executive producer, but she's worked with him for his whole career. Yeah. They were married 45 years. Great woman.
So that's a good bit of information is the upcoming. It's April. Before you know it, it'll be June.
Oh, yeah.
Time for the Talk Radio Convention. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a lawyer, a college professor, Berkeley University. Berkeley, where did I get that? That's another end of the world. Bentley. Right, right. Yeah, philosophically, perhaps. Bentley University is in Boston. Steve is a New Englander, but he is well-known around the country as the founder of Scamicide.com, which I have talked about a great deal. Earlier in the program, Michael Harrison and I listened to an AI-generated call from a person. Well, the person exists, the voice exists, but the call never existed. We made it up, and it was pretty convincing listening to it. So what the heck is going to happen legally to Joe Average's voice getting used for stuff that he doesn't know anything about? We know what's going on with celebrities and stuff, but what about the average person who may have his voice or her voice taken and used for some purpose which they have either no knowledge of or no control on?
This is the stuff that is making intellectual property lawyers very, very happy and going to make them very, very rich.
A lot of money.
Because as always, the technology is way ahead of the law in responding to these. And when we're talking about copyright, when we're talking about is this something that is transformative and allowed as fair use, or is this something that is derivative? And what about in the case that you were just indicating, if they took some real person's voice, we have what's called a right of publicity. If someone is going to use our name, our image, our voice for some kind of profit or use in business, you have to compensate that person. However, the flip side of that, they would say, is, well, we're only taking that as a starting point. and we're making transformative use, and this is what the past laws have said allows it to be done as fair use. There's also the question of, if it is a violation, is it a violation by AI, or as AI says, we're just a tool, and it's the people who are using it, they're the ones that are responsible. And then you get into the bigger issue. Remember, AI is just harvesting and scraping, they call it, things from the internet. And so it is entirely possible that you can get things that are mistaken. There have been lawyers who have used AI for briefs and then got disciplined because they cited cases that never existed. So the the legal issues here are just, they're just intense.
All right. Next up on the hit parade here is the always present Trump legal battles, number three this week on the story list. So what happened this past week that is important? I noticed somebody's challenging the ability of the guy who put up the bond for Trump. I guess it's the attorney general. Does this guy have the right to do it? And I myself, I look at it. I know what bonding is all about, how to get bonds. And anybody who puts up the cash can get the bond. So I think she's in left field. What do you think?
Well, I don't think she's really in left field. I think she's outside the stadium.
Okay.
Anybody can put up the bond. The right. Two things that kind of, well, there were three things that stood out. There was a decision in Georgia where the Trump lawyers had argued that Trump was just exercising his right of freedom of speech. That defense got thrown out, so the case is going to continue there. The judge in Florida, who has been consistently ruling in favor of Trump and was a Trump appointee, and she keeps getting overruled by the appeals court. They were asking for what were going to be the instructions on both sides, the prosecution and the defense, what were going to be the instructions to the jury in regard to the classified documents. And the judge was putting forth some, was allowing from the Trump people instructions to the jury that would have indicated the possibility of him being able to just declassify the classified documents as he wished. The prosecutors are actually saying now that they are going to, they're threatening to appeal to the appeals court to have her taken off the case because of her rulings. Mm. That would really be something. And then, of course, the big one is we're finally going to get a trial. April 25th. And it's the best trial. It's the porn star trial. So Stormy Daniels, the case with the hush money there, will be going to court because the motion by the Trump lawyers to wait until the Supreme Court rules on presidential immunity, the court said, no, we're going ahead with it. And that case will be pretty interesting. So a late night, we're going to have a trial for cheating on his taxes and cheating on his wife in the same day.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.